Support for this podcast comes from the Fletcher School of Global Affairs at Tufts University. To start your future as a global changemaker, you must have context across fields like international business, cybersecurity, energy policy, and more. Don't just study global affairs, shape them. Visit fletcher.tufts.edu.
Welcome back to Radio Boston. I'm Meghna Chakrabarty. Boston Mayor Marty Walsh and housing advocates have long said that too many people are getting evicted and displaced by rising rents in the city. So today, his administration unveiled a package of legislative proposals that show how much city officials are trying to think outside the box for solutions to the housing crunch. Radio Boston's Allison Bruzek was at the announcement, and she joins us now. Hi there, Allison.
Hi there.
So you've been covering housing for us and producing our housing segments for a long time now. Were you surprised by these proposals?
Yeah, because they really attack several different angles of this displacement crisis, as some people call it, in the city.
Okay, so tell us more about the first one of these proposals, of five, right? There's something about a tax credit?
Right. So this is actually going to be submitted to the State House next week. It's not just for the city. And it's a bill to provide an income tax credit of $1,500 to landlords who keep the rent of their units below market rate. So it's called the Good Landlord Tax Credit, and it's $1,500 per unit for up to six units. So Lydia Edwards, the deputy director of the Office of Housing Stability at the City of Boston today, said, you know, they really want to work with landlords because they understand that they're facing a lot of economic pressures. And so this is part of that.
So looking for a tax incentive then to get landlords to hold their rents below market rate. Interesting. Okay, as you pointed out, that's a state-level proposal. Another state legislative proposal that the mayor's office put forth today about giving tenants the right to counsel?
Right. So they would essentially receive that in the mail. When a tenant receives their notice to quit, their eviction, they'd also get this document that says, hey, you have the right to an attorney. And if you can't afford an attorney, you would be appointed one by the Massachusetts Committee for Public Counsel Services. So Sheila Dillon, the chief of housing and director of neighborhood development, said that legal representation would actually cut costs for the state.
It costs approximately $36,000 a year to house a family in state shelter right now versus keeping them in their homes. So that is multiply that by thousands. That's a very, very large number.
So, Allison, just to be clear, this proposal would allow a tenant some form of legal representation when they get a notice to quit. They don't even have to end up in housing court.
That's right. And she cited the statistic that only 7% of tenants brought to Boston Housing Court receive some type of legal assistance. However, a majority of landlords do have representation.
Okay, interesting. In the cut that you played, Sheila Dillon sort of equating costs between homeless shelters and legal representation, but of course not everyone who gets evicted ends up in a homeless shelter. So really, again, like these are controversial proposals here. Now, there's also new thinking on what should happen if a tenant risks losing their home because the home or unit's getting foreclosed or is on a short sale?
Right. So this is the final bill going to the state legislature, and it would give tenants the right of first refusal, exactly, because basically if an owner's intending to sell by short sale to avoid foreclosure, they'd have to send a notice to the attorney general and the director of housing and community development and saying that that's going to happen. And then they can't accept any third-party offers until the tenants who live there have refused or waived their rights.
Okay. Interesting. Now, I can see that there might be people in the real estate world or landlords who have some issues with some of these proposals. We talked about three out of the five of them. Those three that we talked about would require passage through the state legislature. Did you get reaction from landlords or the real estate community?
I did. So, you know, I spoke to Skip Schloeming. He heads the Small Property Owners Association, a statewide group for landlords in Massachusetts. And he says that the tax credit, for instance, is just not feasible. He said, for instance, let's say you have three units, you keep them $100 below low market rent. That's $1,200 per unit that you're losing, and you're getting $1,500. And he says that $300, I mean, that's $25 a month. He says that's just not enough. But then I spoke to Greg Vassell. He's the CEO of the Greater Boston Real Estate Board. And this is what he said.
I think the concept is wonderful. That's exactly the kind of partnership that will help make housing in the Boston area even more affordable.
So it's unclear exactly what's going to happen with it.
A diversity of views amongst Boston real estate folks. Now, can we tell if any of these proposals have a chance of passing? I mean, there were two home rule petitions as well, but even home rule petitions about housing last year, just cause eviction, for example, didn't make it very far.
Right. So Walsh did file one home rule petition in the game, late in the game last year before the Boston City Council, and it didn't even make it to a hearing. But these others, it'll be interesting to see how much pushback they get. As you heard Greg say, he was pretty appreciative. And as Lydia said, they really are trying to get more landlords involved this time around.
Interesting. But they've got the state legislature to go through, though.
Right.
Radio Boston's Allison Bruzek bringing us up to speed on a package of five proposals Boston Mayor Marty Walsh's office came up today to deal with housing and eviction and displacement crises. Allison, thank you so much.
Thanks, Magna.